Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Oh, we're not going to see snow for a while, sadly. I want a white Christmas. You know, I don't like snow, but I do love a white Christmas. It's going to be a mucky Christmas, I think, is what it's going to be.
Maybe it's recency bias because it didn't happen last year either, but I don't remember a real nice white Christmas in a while.
It's been a while, right? Got all that snow in the last couple weeks, and now it's all gone.
We always get like a day or two early mid-December, and then nothing for Christmas.
Right.
And then January hits.
Oof. Right. January hits, and it's like 2 degrees and 8 inches of snow. Yeah, it's the best. Sad. I'm not happy about it. It is what it is. We'll deal with it. Lions are playing on Christmas Day. I think that's throwing some people for a loop. Plans change. Some people love it. Some people hate it. I'm not thrilled with it. It's a 4:30 kick, too. That's really kind of messes things up. It's right in the middle of all the action. We're supposed to be getting ready for dinner. What are we doing? If you postpone dinner till after the game, you're looking at eating after 8 o'clock or something like that, and that's late. I'm going to pause the game at halftime. We're going to eat and then probably open presents and then put the TV back on.
Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah. Definitely pausing the game at halftime, and then we're all in the bubble.
I mean, what if they just did one game at night? Like, they have a, you know, they're doing it throughout the entire day. 3 games. 1, 4:30, 8:15.
Yeah, and 8:15. Oh. I mean, I'll enjoy the 8:15 game because at that point I'm just going to be, the dinner will be done. I'm relaxed. Probably be on, you know, my third tequila. Really be enjoying it. Get the fireplace going. Dog will be all calm by that point. It should be great, but I can't imagine for like players and people that have to work that game. That sucks. That at night, oof, that's no fun. Let's get back to the phones. Evan, you're back. Thank you for calling back. What's going on?
Yeah, no problem. I think I hung up on myself. But what I was saying is, I was asking to get your guys' opinion on if this has always been Ben Johnson's offense, because with the Bears being 11-4 now, and we're slowing down at 8-6 or 8-7, with Dan Campbell calling the plays, it doesn't really seem like we're going to the right direction. Because like with Ben Johnson, his first year as a head coach, taking the Bears to the playoffs since I believe it was like 2018-2019 season, and it's his first year there, double-digit wins. And so, yeah, that's just what I'm trying to get at, is if do you guys think this has always been Ben Johnson's offense? Because I know earlier in the season we were saying this was always Dan Campbell's offense, but now we're almost done with the season, and some people are saying that, you know, the seat's kind of warming up for Dan Campbell a little bit. So yeah, I just want to get your guys' opinion on that.
Well, I would say this, and thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Evan. I think it's Dan Campbell's offense. Then Ben Johnson was running it, and Ben Johnson did a great job running it. And in the years that he was here to run it, I think this team pretty healthy up on that front line, which opens up everything else. This has not been the healthiest of offensive lines this year. You start with, you know, behind the eight ball when Frank Ragnow retires, and that's a problem. If I look at the totals of points since Dan Campbell started calling the plays this year, which starts with the Washington game, they've averaged 30 points a game. That's pretty good as it relates to the NFL. What is that statistically in the league? As I had to do some quick calculations there. Statistically, the best team in the league in scoring points are the Rams at 30.5. The Lions are number two at 30.1, which is effectively what they've done under Dan Campbell. Similar numbers under John Morton, by the way. And also, if I'm not mistaken, similar numbers to what they did last year. Well, last year they averaged 33 points a game. So a field goal more per game last year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Can you say that Frank Ragnow makes a field goal difference every game? I think that's pretty safe to say. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't think offensive play calling is a problem. I don't see that. I see the defense being a major problem, and a defense that's giving up 440 yards a game over the last 5 games is alarming. That's really alarming. Don't like to see that at all. Let's get one more call in. John is next up here, 97.1. Hey, John.
Hey, how's it going, man? Happy holidays to you. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. Same to you, John.
Now, I got a couple of points. I wanted to cap off on the end of the game and cap off when we were saying, I know the run game was pretty inefficient, but don't you believe that that's go time? That was go time. That was in it to win it. They should have been stretching out bodies and going the distance, because that was detrimental to us going to the playoffs. It wasn't the same old Lions. I mean, we weren't out of contention as of then. Now we probably do not have a shot. at the playoffs, sad to say.
Are you talking about the game against Pittsburgh that they should have run the ball?
Yeah, at the one and goal line, just like, I'm saying, punch it in. I don't care anymore. Just punch it in. You got to go. This is go time. You got to try everything to get there. You know, we were trying to make the playoffs. Now we're probably not going to make it. And I know Goff is not a very fast man, but he had an open lane. And if he would have ran the ball, even if he wouldn't have made the end zone, I think he could have made half of that back. You know, and he still had about 20 or 30 seconds at that time. And I've had that conversation with my buddy and my dad. We were watching the game at my buddy's house, and I said, you know, it was go time. This is in it to win it. This is all the chips
all right.
We were playing.
No, I hear what you're saying, John. I guess I would, you know, that's one way they could have gone. They could have tried to punch it in once because they did have a timeout, and Jeff Rieger joins us in studio. I think you were sitting next to me. They had a timeout with 22 seconds to go, first and goal from the one. You could have tried to run it.
Could have. That run game worked so well throughout the course of the game.
They weren't running it, so I don't know.
They had a combined 15 yards. No, I think they got spooked.
And the two plays they called resulted in touchdowns. Unfortunately, they were both called back because of offensive pass interference calls, and it is what it is. And that's the frustrating part as time goes on, is that they had that game. They had the game won at the end. Now, you could say all the stuff that leading up to that they should have done more. I'm not going to disagree with that. Could have kicked the field goal, and then you'd only kick a field goal at the end of the game. I'm not going to disagree with that. But when all is said and done, they had the game won, and they just didn't secure it. It's frustrating.
Well, they got lucky as heck, too, that Pittsburgh missed that field goal.
Yeah, I mean, that's football. It's part of the
100%.
Game. 100%. Yep. Rico is in studio as well. How are you, young man?
Good. It was funny because the pass interference penalty that they got.
Which one?
Which one?
That the Lions got.
Which one?
at midfield. No, not on the Lions. Oh. Pittsburgh got.
Oh, yeah. That was kind of a weak call.
Was very Ohio State Miami-esque. As the Pittsburgh Steelers players are celebrating, about 5 seconds later, two flags come flying in like, okay.
And then the next play was the tripping call.
Yeah, that was tripping. The dude was just like,
no, you're talking about the defensive pass interference when they tackled J-Mo, that one?
Yeah, at the 50.
Yeah,
that was interference.
No. But no one called anything. The players are celebrating like, the game is over, the game is over. Actually, it's not over.
What's coming up real quick? 15 seconds.
The Scooble Tour. How do you feel about watching him do everything and yet not talking Tigers at all? Plus, are we watching the beginning of the end for the Lions?
Sounds good. Look forward to it next year, 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.